Welcome to Canadian Defense Focus from CDR Radio, produced by Canadian Defense Review Magazine. This series of podcasts features interviews with leaders and experts in the defense industry, as well as reports and profiles on the very latest in defense technology.
Hi, I'm James Careless, Ottawa Bureau Chief with Canadian Defense Review, Canada's leading defense magazine. Now more than ever, reliable communications are absolutely vital for the Canadian Armed Forces. Falcom Antennas is a Canadian company that has been supporting the CAF's communication needs for decades. Angela Bell is Falcom's Business Development Manager. She's here to tell us more about this innovative Canadian company. Angela, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Please tell us about Falcom Antennas. I understand you've been in business for 70 years.
Yes, thank you. So Falcom Antennas is a Canadian small business with 70 years of defense manufacturing experience. We specialize in rugged high-frequency antennas and broadband antennas for naval, land, and fixed installations. We've been a trusted Canadian Armed Forces partner for the 70 years we've been in existence, and we also work with all of our NATO allies.
So how has Falcom evolved over the years, and what are your defense capabilities?
We've evolved quite a bit over the years. That's a good question. So we started out as a specialist antenna manufacturer, mainly focusing on broadcasting communication. So we did serve the defense sector, but it wasn't our main focus. Since then, we have grown to become more of a full-fledged RF communication systems partner for the defense industry. So we've shifted away, not completely, from the broadcasting communication side of things and really built up our RF communication systems solutions. So we design and build RF antennas for the frequency bands from high frequency all the way up to, we have some super high frequency, and we serve not only the marine platforms, but also land and vehicle-mounted tactical use. We've grown into more of a partner role within the defense communications industry.
So let's dig into that. How has Falcom supported the Canadian Armed Forces over the years, and what are you doing for them today?
So historically, Falcom has provided the Canadian Forces with reliable communication antennas and RF systems. Today, as Canada invests in modernizing their high-frequency and very high-frequency communication infrastructure, Falcom is positioned to contribute and to assist across a wide variety of projects. So as it is publicly known, we are manufacturing the antennas for the DRDC Polar Over the Horizon site that will begin installation this coming April 2026. We are playing an active role in that project. We've also have our antennas integrated into the River-class destroyers, the ships that are being built now, and our NVIS tactical manpack antennas continue to be contracted for use within the Army, both in Canada and in the United States. So we're, you know, ready and actively positioning our capabilities across the different domains to support the modernization programs that we're seeing rolled out in Canada. So after the passing of the budget, we now will see a growth in investment in the Canadian defense industry, and Falcom is positioned to help with these modernization efforts and to help with the research and development efforts that are going to go into growing and modernizing our defense industry across the board.
The point you make, you touched on the Polar Over the Horizon radar, for instance. Radio and antennas are still a very vital part of what the military is doing nowadays. I mean, people think, you know, I've got a cell phone, I don't need a radio, but it's not like that at all.
No, you're absolutely right. So the funny thing for us here at Falcom is we can find a piece of almost every project that's out there, because no matter what is being built, whether it's a ship or a vehicle or, you know, a communications platform to be used anywhere, there's going to be some sort of antenna component, because the ability to send and receive information is still just as vital now as it was 30 years ago. And with things like high frequency, High frequency is a system that can work in complicated spaces, right? So if you have signal jamming, if you lose, you know, satellite connection, you can still use your high frequency systems to send and receive information. So even with, you know, the growth in, you know, satcoms and mobile devices and using cell phones and all that sort of thing, there's still a large demand for the antennas that we make here at Valcom because they are so reliable and they are so necessary in different situations.
Well, you mentioned reliability. I mean, you're involved in the Polar Over the Horizon radar project. What sort of conditions do your antennas have to stand up to up in the Arctic?
So up in the Arctic, our antennas are going to be, you know, subject to extreme cold, ice. There's going to be, you know, salt water spray, potentially the wind, the storms. And then also there's going to be, you know, the thaw cycles. So it's not just that the antennas have to stay up in the extreme cold and the wind and the extreme weather. It's that they also have to stay in position when the ground gets a little softer and when things do warm up a little bit. So we've got antennas out there right now that have been in the field for over 20 years and are still in active use. So they tend to last well.
Now, on a larger scale, what is Valcom doing that is going to strengthen Canada's defense industrial base?
This is an area of real strength and strategic relevance for us. We do strive to achieve Canadian content values as close to 100% as possible. And we are always looking for ways to increase that. So by having our manufacturing centered in Guelph, Ontario, and by working with Canadian suppliers, we help keep, you know, RF antenna systems manufacturing within Canada rather than having it, you know, go offshore. That matters right now in an era of global supply chain disruption and also, you know, in an era of Canada looking to strengthen its economy from a buy Canada, made in Canada perspective. So we do prioritize domestic supply chains, and we are always looking for either ways to buy something in Canada that had previously been bought overseas, or ways to work with our suppliers to help them produce something that maybe they couldn't produce before. So with that in mind, I mean, we are actively making choices as well with Canada's ITB policy in consideration. So whether it's, again, working with our suppliers and investing in supplier development or training our existing staff to, you know, be able to do things in-house that maybe we would have had to have done externally. And then working with post-secondary educations or the universities here in Canada for research and development and innovation as well to continue to offer better products to our men and women in the service.
Canada is boosting our defense spending to 5% of GDP. What opportunities does this open up for Valcom and your suppliers?
This is a very exciting time. It does open up tremendous opportunities for Valcom and for Canadian defense suppliers. As I said before, you know, there's an antenna in almost everything. And so with Canada investing more in modernizing its forces, there will be a greater demand for rugged communication antennas, whether it's shipboard or vehicular, and remote and radar site antennas. There's also, I mean, looking at Canada, you know, increasing its defense spending to 5%, this also opens up opportunities for Canadian defense suppliers to get involved and work with some of the larger international primes and to build those relationships because they are looking at Canada's defense spending increase as an opportunity to sell their products into Canada. And because we have our ITB policy, it opens up a really great opportunity, especially for small businesses like Valcom here in Canada, to make those connections and to build those relationships, because we do have those offset credits and those ITB credits that we can donate to the international prime. So maybe some of those relationships we weren't able to build before. I noticed, you know, in the last little while, we are getting more calls from international primes to speak with them about how we can help with projects. And then we can pass that on to our supply chain. So we have smaller businesses in our area or in Canada that we're buying from, and we have the opportunity to increase our business with them as a direct result of our increased business.
Finally, what are Valcom's plans for 2026 and beyond?
Looking ahead, our roadmap is shaped by three main focus points. One is scaling our capabilities, two is deepening our defense partnerships, and three is expanding our export reach. So we expect to expand our workforce and possibly our facility capacity to meet the coming wave of defense procurement demand. So as you mentioned, Canada is increasing their defense spending by 5%. The rest of the world is increasing their defense spending. And so we're really, you know, looking now at how we need to expand both our workforce and our facility to meet that rise in demand. While we already have strong antennas for land, vehicle, and shipboard solutions, we're continuing to develop new antennas and new systems to tailor for the emerging needs that are coming, whether it's the unmanned vehicle technologies, the need for jamming signals, what have you. And then we're also looking to, you know, deepen our engagement with Canadian primes and global allies. To remain competitive globally, we will be looking to invest in advanced materials, manufacturing automation, and rapid prototyping so that we can bring new products to market faster. And then sustain, you know, our export growth. We currently sell our antennas and our solutions internationally, but we're really investing in, you know, strengthening those relationships so we can continue to grow on a global scale.
Okay. Well, Angela, thanks for talking to us today.
Oh, my pleasure, James. Thanks so much for having me.
You've been listening to the latest in the CDR podcast series. They are produced by Canadian Defence Review, Canada's leading defence magazine. To hear more CDR podcasts, go to CanadianDefenceReview.com or find us on iTunes and Google Play under CDR Radio. I'm James Careless. Tune in next time for another defence-focused podcast from Canadian Defence Review.
Tune in next time for another Canadian Defence-focused podcast from CDR Radio.